I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Indiana University Department of Theater and Drama presents Shakespeare's As You Like It in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater. It's directed by Fontaine Sire, and our guest is the assistant director for the production, Jonathan Courtemanche. Jonathan, thanks very much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you did your undergraduate at Wisconsin, then you've worked professionally, among other things, a lot of Shakespeare.
I did do a lot of Shakespeare. I spent 3 seasons with the Michigan Shakespeare Festival, and I've done Shakespeare other places as well.
It is one of the Shakespeare comedies in which women dress up like men, but you're taking it a bit further than that.
Yeah, I was actually in a production of As You Like It when I was in college, and ever since then, I've been thinking about this play and thinking about how gender plays, where women dressing up as men. And what if we took that a step further? And I talked to Fontaine about this back in February, and she seemed to really like the idea. So we've changed a lot of the male characters to female, put women in power, and we've even changed one of the female characters to male to see what that does to the story.
Talking about females in power, who were the empowered females who were male prior?
In As You Like It, there are the two dukes, Duke Senior, who was usurped by his brother Duke Frederick. We've changed them to Duchess Senior and Duchess Frederica.
So in this case, you have not the relationship between the father and the daughter, Rosalind and Celia, but really something that I think of as being maybe a more complex relationship, the mother to the daughter.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're just seeing what that says. In fact, there's a line in the play where the now Duchess says to Orlando, Rosalind's love interest, "I was the Duchess that loved your father." And just that one text change opens up a whole world of possibilities.
No kidding. So you've done this particular situation. You're talking about changing some of the male figures to female figures, some the other way?
Right. There's a character of Phoebe. She's a shepherdess. We've changed that character to Peter. Rather than Silvius and Phoebe, we now have Silvius and Peter. So we end up with not only some straight couples, but some gay couples at the end as well.
Period setting?
It's a contemporary setting.
Uh-huh. There are some traditional songs that are sometimes associated with this. What's the musical situation?
We are having some original music composed by Matt Oliveri, and then Chelsea Gill, playing Amiens, plays the guitar, and she'll be singing along with some other ensemble members.
Thinking a little bit about Shakespeare, I remember seeing a production this summer of one of the other comedies where they had a very small cast, so women were playing men in some situations. And yet at the same time, as soon as the person opened their mouth and started speaking the lines, everything seemed to work for me.
Absolutely. That's the brilliant thing with Shakespeare. It's all in the words. If you just say the words, everything is there and you'll believe it. That's not to say there's not good acting involved with Shakespeare, and we've got some great actors, but Shakespeare puts it all on the page and gives you all you need right in the words.
As you've had women instead of men saying some of the lines, do things resonate a little differently?
They do. In fact, I was sitting in rehearsal the other day and hearing what I'm used to hearing a male speak, hearing a female speak, just hearing it registered to me in a different way. Hearing a woman give the "now my co-mates and partners in exile" speech, or hearing a female give the "all the world's a stage" speech, it comes across very differently, and I think it will hit them in a different way because these are famous speeches.
We've been talking with Jonathan Courtemanche. He's the assistant director with Fontaine Sire for the IU Theater and Drama Department's production of As You Like It. It opens on the 13th, plays the 13th and 14th, and then the 17th through the 21st. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.